Hallelujah. I am so excited to be in there. You may have your seats in the presence of God. We have been blessed so much today by being endowed by very special friends, and we love visitors all the way from Boston. God bless you so much. I'm sure you're going to be blessed. Amen. I was introduced to Evangelist Silver by my brother Francis, and he called me. He was so passionate. Pastor, you gotta meet this man, and he has a testimony that is gonna build the church. Praise the Lord. And I said, you know what? I trust brother Francis and his beautiful wife, and I'm just gonna have them to come here and just give us their testimony briefly, and get to know each other, and maybe next time maybe we can give them an opportunity to come and speak to us. Amen. And as I want to welcome them here, I see Sister Melcedes is in the house. Praise the Lord. We've been praying for you, sister. And it is good to see you with your grandkids. How is everything going? Amen, amen, amen. We love you so much. So I want to take this opportunity to Evangelist Silva to just spend about a few minutes to just tell us about his testimony. And I believe you're going to be blessed.
Thank you, sir. God bless you. Dear Labendia, we serve the living God. We serve the loving God. He's a compassionate Father. He's a merciful God. He's a gracious Lord. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He's the first and the last. You know his name, don't you? He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He is everything for us. We love Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And I praise God for the greatest privilege to serve the living God. And I thank God for this privilege to come and join with you saints of God in praising our God Almighty and glorifying our Lord. Do you know we have one Father? We have one Lord Jesus Christ. We have one God, the Holy Spirit. Whether I preach in West African country, or in Sydney, Australia, or Mexico, or India, or anywhere in the US, we have one Father. We have one Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the heaven is going to look like this. People from different walks of life, we will all be in heaven together, beholding the Father's face. That is a glimpse what we are seeing right here in the Empowerment Christian Center. Praise God Almighty. January 1st, 1998, I was called by the cancer specialist. Earlier, I was sent to this doctor because my doctor found out all my bone marrow was empty. My blood counts were very abnormal. So they sent me to a cancer doctor in Medical City, Dallas. On January 1st, 1998, around 5 o'clock, the doctor called me after the results came. They did a bone marrow biopsy. They put a big needle in my backbone and also a big needle here in the chest. And they did a MRI CT scan. And the results came. The doctor said, everything confirms there is a empty bones. All the major bones are empty. And the doctor said he has seen cases like this. The patient lived for 30 days. At that time, our first child was 5 months old. Here I am. I came here as a nurse. Then I went to engineering school. And I was doing my master's degree in UTD. So I had all those hopes. I came here to get my doctoral degree. But when we have all these things, when the doctor comes and tells you, hey, you're going to live only for 30 days. Everything just vanished instantaneously. All my hope became negative. So I was thinking what to do. If I go back to India and die, my funeral will be maybe less than $100. But if I die here, my funeral will be $15,000 minimum. So I was thinking all those things. I was wondering what to do. I could not sleep. My wife could not sleep. We couldn't eat. The joy of having our first child turned into agony. So one night, when I was sitting on the carpet, we were living in Addison, in the second floor, in an apartment. Into early morning hours, about 2 o'clock in the morning, suddenly, there was a voice from the ceiling. The voice said, "Gates of the hell will not prevail against you." At that time, I did not know what it was, because I'm not a person to regularly go and read the Bible. I'm not a person to regularly go to church. If at all I go to church, I used to stay outside, have fun, and go back. That's how I used to be. So I told my wife, "I heard this voice. Gates of the hell will not prevail against you." And that verse became embedded in me. Then my wife said, "Thank God for a believer wife." She showed me to Matthew 16:18. Here the Lord is telling to Peter, "If it is in the word of God, who would have spoken to me?" Because I have never heard people hearing the voice of God audibly. And when I started turning the word, yes, God did speak to people audibly. And God does speak to people through his word. God does speak to people through his servants. So in the hopeless situation, there came little hope. So I started studying the word of God. "Lord Jesus, if you are true, keep me alive." I had to be on a continuous blood transfusions. 30 days passed, 60 days passed, 6 months passed. In the 6 months time period, several servants of God came to our house and they used to pray for me. And immediately they say, "Oh, God is calling you for ministry." I said, "I didn't come to this country to serve the Lord. That is not me. I cannot serve the Lord. And I cannot stand before people." So I just said, "Whatever you want to say, you go and say. I want to be healed." 6th month, June 1998, I went for the test. I've been going like every week. That week, the doctor found out, to his amazement, there was a slight improvement in the hemoglobin. And he asked me to come back in 1 week. I was going to the doctor every week. And to his surprise, from that time onwards, my blood counts were coming back up. So I did not need to go for any more blood transfusions. And the doctor was amazed. He wanted to find out what was happening to me. So he put me back in the hospital. He did a bone marrow biopsy. He did MRI CT scan. Everything was exactly like before. It was empty. There is no marrow, but my blood counts were coming back up. That doctor did not know how, but you and I know who has done the miracle. His name is Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. He is the Lord who opens rivers in the high places and the fountains in the valleys. He makes the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land the springs of water. The Bible says, "You shall neither see wind nor rain, but the valley shall be filled with water." You know why? It is just a lightning in the sight of the Lord. You may be going through situations. All of us go through problems. You may not have any answer from anywhere. Money cannot buy life. But Jesus Christ, he is the life. He is the only way. He is everything for us. All we need is this Jesus Christ. 6 months passed. So I went back to my studies, continued my master's program, and I got a very good job in a company called Raytheon. I was working in a missile program. So my position changed. Everything changed. I completely forgot about the miracle. I completely forgot about God's calling upon my life. 5 years, God kept me alive. On 2003, January 29th, I took a small pill for a heartburns. Everybody takes it. That was the first time doctor prescribed me. And I took that pill before I went to bed. About 1 hour into sleep, I started having my breathing difficulty. My throat was swelling. My tongue was swelling. And the next thing I knew was, I was on the floor, fully incontinent. And I saw my wife calling the ambulance. And I asked my wife, "What happened?" She said, "I fell unconscious. I was swollen completely. This condition is called anaphylactic shock. If the doctor does not give medicine intravenously, the patient will die immediately. But when these people came inside, they came on a stretcher with the ambu bag to intubate me. But when they saw me sitting there, they were amazed. They could not find any more swelling. My breathing was perfectly normal. My heart rate was perfectly normal. They did not know how. But you and I know who has done this miracle. He is Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Though you walk through the valley of shadow of death, we will fear no evil because He is with us. Since that time, my blood count started dropping drastically. I had to go for a transfusion again. This time it is very frequent. Every few days I have to go. 3 bottles they give. Within a few days, I started having breathing difficulty. So the same servants of God who came and prayed, they started praying. They said, Selva, go back to God. God is calling for ministry. But this time I had no place to go but God, because doctor had no hope. I was praying, Lord, I do not know how to serve the Lord. But will you please speak to me one more time? As he spoke to me in 1998, January morning, the gates of the hell will not prevail against me. And that word kept me alive for 5 years. Empty marrow was producing blood. I was very persistent. My time with the Lord is very early morning hours, around 3 o'clock. September 21st, 2003, I was worshiping the Lord. Around 3:15, when I was worshiping the Lord, the light is on, I am awake, I'm on my knees. Suddenly, there came a gushing wind into my room. I fell on my face, trembling, shaking. I was fearful. I felt like people walking around me, but I could not see anyone. Suddenly, there was a very soft, gentle, audible voice near my right ear. The voice said, Isaiah 42:6-7. With trembling, I opened the word. My Lord said, I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I will hold your hands. I will keep you. I will give you as the covenant of the people and light of the Gentiles to open the blind eyes and to bring the prisoners out of prison. And I said, Lord, I am not worthy that my God should speak to me. That night, I surrendered my life unto my Lord. Since that time, every day, as soon as I go into my room, I have started having a tangible presence of my Master. My God started teaching me the word. The word of God became life. This is one side. Another side, my condition was getting worse day by day. 2004, July, I had to go for a bone marrow transplant. The doctor said, if I have 8 siblings, there can be a 25% chance of a match. All I had was only 1 brother. God was so gracious even in that. And he came, gave his bone marrow, and he left for India. And I was admitted. I had to go through a full-blown chemo and a total body radiation. The doctors said, on the 8th day, they could see the improvement. But for me, until 12th day, nothing happened. I already had about 80 people blood in my body. So my kidneys, my liver, everything was started abnormal results. So the doctors were really pushing me for go for the treatment. After the 8th day of transplant, they could not find any improvement. On the 12th day, the doctor said, as they suspected, my bone marrow is not functioning. So they gave me 2 choices. One is, you can go for a second transplant. We don't know how much it will work. The cost is $240,000. We cannot pay even if I sell myself. And what happened? That night, I put my hand upon my head and I called upon the bone marrow to start functioning in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. The very next day morning, the doctors could see a slight improvement called neutrophil count, ANC. From that time, I had to be on seclusion for 1 year. I could not go out anywhere. I had a big 3-lumen catheter.
and had a severe vomiting for 4 months because of a complication of chemo and radiation. 2005 August, I started going out. First 2 minutes testimony, I used to shake. But our God is the living God. The Bible says, be still and know that I'm God. Since then, God has opened doors in different countries. I've been traveling, and God has been bearing witness unto them, both with the signs and wonders, and diverse miracles, and the gifts of the Holy Ghost according to His own will. The Bible says, let not your faith stand in the wisdom of man, but let your faith stand in the power of God. You may be going through a troublesome period, but I want to tell you, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God and believe in Christ Jesus. We serve the living God indeed. Now what I could see in this few years of ministry, amazing miracles which has been confirmed by the doctors. Then we thought, when God is doing the miracles in other countries, we wanted to have right here. We started having a once a month crusade. Next one is July 17th. Pray for us. And I would want to welcome the pastor, and I'll give this invitation also. And thank you, Pastor, for this time. May God bless you.
Wow. Come on, give the Lord a hand. Our God is able. Our God is able. Who would have sustained the life of such a man? Atrocities and so many things that he has gone through. But we need to praise our God. Whose report are we going to believe? We shall believe the report of our God. Regardless of the circumstances that we go through, our God has the final say. Praise be to God.